Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Tonight's discussion will be about the works of the flesh, or the energy of the flesh, and how the energy of the flesh robs believing ones of an effective and worthwhile spiritual life. It is interesting that this doctrine is not taught as it should be taught in the local churches. And as a result, local churches are suffering because parishioners do not understand how the flesh works and what it does to their relationship, to their fellowship with God. One cannot serve God if one is involved in the energy of the flesh, because Paul tells us that the mind of the flesh cannot please God. The mind of the flesh does not want to please God. So, in the book of Romans, Paul has an extended treatise on the sarx, that is, the flesh, and how devastating it is to believe in God. Now, I'm going to be reading from Romans chapter 13. There's some things that I would like for you that I'd like to share with you this evening. This is Romans 13, beginning at verse 11. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awaken out of sleep. Paul is speaking to believers. He says the same thing in his letter to the Ephesians to believe once. He says, stand up out again from death. He says here, it is high time to awake out of sleep. He is addressing believing ones. Show you in a moment. For now is our salvation. Wait a minute. But we are already saved. What is he talking about? For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand, speaking of the day of Christ, the day of Christ. You and I now live in the day of man. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off, speaking to believing ones, speaking to the believing community, let us cast off the works of darkness. How could he be saying this to believing ones? How can you say to the believing one, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light that Paul also speaks about in Ephesians 6. Put on the armor of thoughts. Thoughts is the Greek word here for light. Or photos. Let us walk honestly or decorously. Speaking to the believing community, let us walk decorously, because we named it Christ. Let us walk decorously as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering, or whoring, literally, and which means no self-restraint or readiness to do anything. How can you say this to believing ones? Not in strife and envy. So let's but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make present imperative and make no provision flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. This is a command. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh, for the sarx, to fulfill the lust thereof. Now, there are a few things I would like to consider in verse 13. Let us walk honestly or decorously after the day, not in rioting, and drunkenness. And so this word, komois, rioting, komois. And in the ancient world, this is a term that for the god of partying, komos, the god of partying, speaking to believers, and drunkenness, methias, from which you get the word methi, methe, or methe, which has to do with drinking, or drinking parties. He's speaking to believing ones. He's speaking to the believing community. Not in coitus. That is being sexual libertines and wantonness. Once again, no self-restraint, readiness to do anything, speaking to believing ones. Now, this is very interesting. Paul says this to believers who have been saved and who have been redeemed with the blood of Christ. Indeed, they are saved ones, but their lives are involved with the world system in a very destructive manner. I want to read to you from Hosea chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of in the land. There is only cursing and lying and murder, stealing and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. Because of this, the land mourns, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field and the birds of the air and the fish of the sea are dying. But let no man bring a charge. Let no man accuse another, for your people are like those who bring charges against their priest. You stumble day and night, and the prophets stumble with you. Prophets are no good. The prophets do not know the word of God. The prophets do not follow the word of God. And here's Hosea's notice. What Paul writes, and now notice what Hosea said to the people of God. So I will destroy your mother. And in verse 6, Hosea 4, 6, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. And why? He goes and he says why. Why this had happened. So Hosea says, because you have rejected knowledge. You have rejected perception. You have rejected the knowledge of God. I also reject you as my priests. because you have ignored the law of your God. I will also ignore your children. The more the priests increase, the more they stand against me. They exchange their glory for something disgraceful. They feed on the sins of my people and relish their wickedness. And it will be like people, like priests. I will punish both of them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. Now, I want you to notice the social breakdown that occurs when the Word of God, when the people of God stop following the Word of God, and they become involved in practical atheism. Practical atheism. They pretend that God is not there. Therefore, the people of God disintegrate or they waste away. There is a word in both the Old Testament and the New Testament that speaks of the dissolving of the personality, the dissolving of the individual. It is a very frightening term. Or in some translations, it reads, waste away. We must follow the Word of God for our mental health, for our physical health, for our holistic overall spiritual health. We must follow the Word of God. We're not to be in Romans, we're not to be involved with the God of partying. We're not to be engaged in drinking parties. We are the believing community. We are to be people that are different. We are to be people that have a different testimony and a different way of living and being because of what Christ Jesus has done for us. And if we follow this path of fulfilling the lust of flesh, then we will not lead lives that please God. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. He has to first, what do we do? Well, in verse 12, of Romans 13, Paul says we have to cast off the works of darkness. And it is in the imperative. We have to cast off these works. And we're to put on the armor of light. And notice the language, cast off. We have to cast off before we put on the armor of light. We cannot put the armor of light in the works of darkness. And then he goes on, he says, in verse 14, we're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision. That is, we're not to plan to sin. We're not to plan to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Sinful planning is ungodly. Sinful planning is unbiblical. Sinful planning is off our lives. And please understand that God loves you and I too much to allow us to sin successfully. No one sins successfully. No one. And so we follow the Word of God, we do the Word, the doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.